The number of deaths from opioid overdose in 2017 currently sits at 233. It's a lot, but it's also good news because even with 35 additional cases still pending confirmation, the combined total would still be 10% lower than the number seen in 2016. Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz announced the news, praising the work of law enforcement, healthcare providers, local governments, and the thousands of individuals who have contributed to the decline.
It's not easy to do it. It really requires you to try everything and have an all-hands-on-deck approach. But if you do that, you can see successes where others, unfortunately, are still failing.
Data from 2017 shows the majority of overdose deaths by category were male, white, and in the 20 to 39 age range. And while the largest number of those deaths took place in the city of Buffalo and surrounding suburbs, Health Commissioner Dr. Gail Burstein says,
"There's nowhere in Erie County that has not been affected. There's no place that is safe."
When the number of overdose deaths spiked in 2015, Poloncarz declared the opioid epidemic a public health crisis. And while the struggle to deal with it continues, he's optimistic about what the downward trend means for Erie County.
It's still going to take some time, including a few more years, to get back to the point where we were before the epidemic occurred. But I don't believe we are in at the beginning or the middle of it anymore. I think we're at the beginning of the end, and we do see light at the end of the tunnel.
Avery Schneider, WBFO News.